This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, like I told you before, no Wayne Allen Root tonight. My name is Lee Elstey. I fill in for Wayne when he takes a couple of days off. I usually fill in the first hour on Thursdays as is, but we go into the second hour of the program, and from time to time we bring on this next gentleman, and I use that term loosely. Lowell Ponte is joining us. The Great Withdrawal, one of the great things that he's written, a lot of different stuff as well. Lowell, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Lee, it is wonderful to be with you here on the show where the tension mounts, dismounts, and mounts.
He always cracks me up. All right, so let me ask you, let me start, because I got a couple of things, and I know you want to talk about the Electoral College and, of course, talk about your book a little bit, but I want to get you to give me and everybody else your opinion on Greenland and the whole sort of chaotic idiocy that surrounded the statement, I want to buy Greenland.
Well, you call it idiotic. Let's not forget
Harry. No, I like it.
No, Harry Truman at the end of World War II offered Norway $100 million in gold for Greenland.
Right.
Before that, the presidency under Secretary of State Seward, the guy who bought Alaska for $7.2 million, he was willing to buy Greenland too, and he did begin negotiations for something we did buy from Denmark, which is now called the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Well, no,
$25 million for the Virgin Islands.
Right. No, I don't want you to be... I did a bad job explaining that. I actually thought it was a great idea for him to throw it out there to buy
sure.
Greenland. I mean, it would make a great place for military bases. It's got iron ore, it's got uranium, it's got tons of stuff. But people, like, they lost their mind, and across the country, they treated it as if he was like Hitler trying to invade Poland. I thought it was a... You know, he threw it out there. We've talked about it before. But as always, the media just trashes this president no matter what.
Well, remember, the left is going to trash Trump and any circumstance. They were scared to death he'd been able to change the topic. And so they wanted to make sure whatever topic he could drag the public off to, he could be beaten and attacked on that one as well.
Right.
But no, unless they're willing to say, okay, we think Harry Truman was an idiot too, and he was a Democrat president, then you can't really condemn Trump for it. He's
right.
Just following up on what really would be a pretty good deal.
I agree. And I thought it was an interesting conversation to have. And I think considering that they have no infrastructure and Denmark gives them $10,000 a year just to live and they're a bunch of fishermen.
$10,500 a piece. There are only 56,000 people left. The conditions became too bad for most of the Vikings who were there.
Right.
So 90% of the survivors on Greenland are Inuit. They're Eskimo-type people. Who are native, and they live entirely in a socialist system. I mean, they don't even have private property.
Right.
You can't own a piece of property in Greenland as a native there. Your property is owned by one of five or six communes that run the country. So they're more socialist than Denmark is by far.
Lowell Ponte is our guest, and an author and a great speaker. We love having him on the show, and we appreciate his time. So Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was meddling with the Electoral College in her brilliant way. Can you sort of explain to everybody how important the Electoral College is, please?
Well, let's do the segue from her. Remember, she was the one who gave us the Green New Deal.
Mm.
And her campaign manager, soon to be fired, let slip talking to another prominent Democrat advisor that, oh, you didn't really think we were talking about climate with this, did you? No, he said, we were talking about how to change the economy from capitalism to socialism. That's what the climate change argument was really all about.
Right.
And that is how the UN has privately talked about it as well. That's the real objective of this the whole thing. Transfer $100 billion, much as the Green New Deal does, to Greenland, but that's not new. I mean, if you go back to the year 986, Eric the Red led 14, 15 boatloads of Vikings to Greenland, telling them what a great real estate deal it was. That's why they called it Greenland, because it was so green and lush and wonderful and good for farming. Well, it wasn't quite as good as depicted. That was a sales pitch, much like the Green New Deal was.
Right.
So people could say maybe Trump was deceived by somebody selling him a Green New Deal. But I don't think so. Greenland, by the way, is about 820,000 square miles. It is one of the two pieces of land in the world that always has an ice mass on it. The ice mass on Greenland takes up about 80% of the country, and in the center of the country is 2 miles deep. So it's quite cold.
I thought it was melting, though, at a record pace. I thought maybe
Okay, well, maybe... if it were all to melt off tomorrow,
right?
Theoretically, the sea level of the world would rise by 23 feet and you could kiss goodbye to Miami.
Oh, okay.
A lot of other seaports. Yeah. However, the normal calculation is it would take at least 400 years to melt off, even if it were melting. And those patterns don't remain stable. I mean, that's how it's melting at the end of 150 years, of a 150-year period of global warming.
Right.
But that's now overdue to go back to normal, which is a little ice age on the planet. And things will be considerably colder then. In fact, it got so cold in Greenland that the Viking settlers, archaeologists have found, had to dig their graves more shallowly each year because the soil was turning to rock, freezing hard under their feet. They couldn't dig as deep a grave. So that's why they left. And they left it to the Eskimos, and they left it ultimately to the ownership of Denmark.
Yeah, I just assumed that Trump was smarter than all of us and was realizing that waterfront property was going to be available soon, so Greenland would be great because of all the mice, the ice melting back.
Oh, absolutely. And in my column, one of the many things I point out, in addition to the other resources we think of, Europe is full of these medieval stories about women thrilling to unicorns. These strange horse-like animals that have one long, straight horn on top of their head.
Yeah.
A horn that turns out to be 5 to 10 feet long.
Right.
Well, those actually were natural. That was not just the imagination of people. The only catch is they didn't come from horse-like creatures. They came from a type of whale called the narwhal,
right,
which makes its home around Greenland. So the Vikings would be able to bring back these narwhal horns, which were straight, and they had a kind of quirl in them. But they were basically a long, straight horn. And that's what was the basis of the story of the unicorn.
No, fascinating. Lowell Ponte is with us, and we always appreciate him and his expertise on many different issues. I think you wrote, though, about the Electoral College. Did you want to move to that for just a couple minutes?
Whatever you'd like to talk about.
Well, I just want to throw that out there real quick before we have to take one break here and we can come back.
Okay, well, this was a magic opportunity for the framers of the Constitution.
Right.
They could build a government from scratch. They could start and make the most perfect government known. And in doing that, they were very familiar with Greek direct democracy and Roman politics and all the other past systems that had been good or bad, had succeeded or failed. And they said, we don't want direct democracy. That leads to mob rule. It also leads to people who will destroy the system as soon as it dawns on them suddenly that they can vote themselves money directly out of the public treasury. And as a result, they decided we would much rather have a republic form of democracy. That is, we would rather have the people able to vote for representatives who would act as a kind of check on wild extremes of government. Part of that was the Congress itself. Part of it was the Electoral College, which would pick the president. But what it means is, as we stand here today, we don't have one election for president. We have 50 or 51 elections. Each state has its own election to decide will it cast its electoral vote for president. And they're trying, as you can imagine, you go back to Alexander Hamilton, for example, in Federalist Paper 68, he wanted a system that would be opposed to cabal, intrigue, and corruption. And accordingly, he said that electors could not be a senator, representative, or other person holding a place of trust or profit under the United States. The immediate agents in the election will at least enter upon the task free from any sinister bias. Even he had contempt for politicians. And, of course, the framers were, in their own way, utopian. That is, the one thing they didn't count on is they all agreed that they hated faction. They hated groups of people who got together to advance their own power, wealth, and interest, over the national interest, over the whole country's interest of everybody. And those things did, nevertheless, rise up and take over our country. We call them political parties. The founders called them factions. And so they did not calculate enough that they'd be able to successfully to keep out this kind of corruption by just keeping professional politicians out of the system. But still, we are trying. What, however, has happened is for the last 200 plus years, all kinds of vested interests have found their own power and ambition thwarted by things like the Electoral College, and so have tried to, if they can't get rid of it, and they don't have the role to get rid of it, they try to end run it. They try to circumvent the Constitution. And they're doing that in several ways right now that we can talk about.
Right. And like you said, I think it's 15 states now, plus the District of Columbia, have agreed now to cast the Electoral College to whoever gets the most votes right now. But that's not is that official, or do they still have to go through a different process?
Well, that's going to be an interesting question, because there are constitutional reasons why this thing can't stand. But yes, they put together a national popular vote interstate compact that is quite as subversive and evil document.
All right, listen, Lowell Ponte is with us. You can stick around one more break if you don't mind. We'd love to have you. We'll talk a little bit more about your book and where people can get that. We'll do that in just a couple seconds if you don't mind. He's always great to talk to about a whole variety of different issues. I don't even know what we'll cover next. Electoral College? Greenland? Who knows? Anyway, as always, you can reach me, LeeLCRadio@gmail.com. You can call us 833-WAR-TALK. All of that happening right here on the USA Radio Network. We'll be back.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strock of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr., just agreed to speak. And how about Wayne Allen Root? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, if you're paying attention, Wayne Allen Root is not in tonight. He's off, I guess, early for... Is Labor Day a day when people go on vacation? Lowell Ponte is our guest. We've got him to the bottom of the hour. Do you go on vacations over Labor Day weekend?
I live at the beach in Southern California, so I already live where other people go to the beach.
Okay, see. Your whole life's a vacation.
But our ocean comes down from Alaska, so it never gets cold enough to have hurricanes. We miss all that great fun you guys have in the East Coast.
Oh, yeah, it's a blast over here. We got another one coming. It's going to be fabulous. So you know,
real weather in winter and everything. We're just 72 degrees again every day in our town, San Diego.
Yeah.
Our sports team loses every game. So it's the easiest kind of job for a radio reporter. The weather never changes. The team never changes.
Yeah.
Labor Day is a very special day because everywhere else they use the communist holiday or the socialist holiday of May Day.
Maybe.
To celebrate labor, which is a time of getting the seeds in the ground. We celebrate ours at a time of harvest, late in the year.
Okay.
And so we are a totally different orientation toward labor. We are successful labor as opposed to hateful, polarized class warfare labor.
Right.
That's part of the genius of America. But in any event, with the Electoral College, we were trying to do that same thing.
Yeah.
2006, the Democrats began pushing for a national popular vote interstate compact, which now has 196 electoral votes. That is, it has these 15 states, including California, New York, New Jersey, Illinois, Massachusetts, and so on. And if they were all allowed to vote, what the compact does, you see, is the states agree that even if their voters vote one way, they will cast their electoral vote another way.
Right.
Now, that could have been disputed until a few days ago when a federal court in Denver, Colorado, handed down a ruling that electors do not have to keep the oath they sign, but they will honor the vote of the people in their state. They are now free to cast the vote any way they wish. And so presumably, the state could order them to cast it for another candidate their people voted against. That could be the death right there of this compact. Because the Constitution says in Article 4, Section 4, that the U.S. guarantees every state a republican form of government. And if you are denied that by having your government decide to take away your vote and cast it basically for someone that the majority in your state did not support, that can defeat it right there, if you had honest judges, if you didn't have left-wing appointed judges. So it could go down. But in the meanwhile, 16 Democrat presidential candidates opposed the Electoral College in varying degrees. And you mentioned Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She seems to believe the Electoral College is a scam filled with racial injustice, because some of those 50 states are just too white for her taste.
Oh, yeah.
She doesn't seem to realize that she herself comes from a geographic district. The 14th District of New York, by the way, was gerrymandered to favor Democrats. But one interesting thing about it, and that is that according to the Federal Election Commission, she is, of course, getting campaign funds from people in the district she represents. How much has she gotten? She has gotten only 10 contributions from her entire electoral base, and they add up to $1,545. However, she has brought in millions and millions and millions of dollars. She is the most successful neophyte Congress member fundraiser.
Wow.
Now, why did she do that? Because she gets tons of money from Silicon Valley, from Hollywood, from other centers of the political left in the country. What's wrong with that? Well, that means she has been bought and sold by people outside her district. So what does it mean, a congressman representing one particular district, mean if you're owned by fundraisers outside that district? That's one of the perennial difficulties with our system. In any event, this is what's happening with that. Of course, California is typical of the states that would benefit from what the Democrats have passed through Congress, and that is they passed the Securing America's Federal Elections Act, or SAFE Act, which legalizes ballot harvesting. That we could talk about if I could stay, but in the meanwhile, our latest book, Money, Morality, and the Machine, you people can get, any of your listeners can get absolutely free and postpaid just by calling 800-630-1492, like the Air Columbus sale, the ocean blue. That's 800-630-1492.
Lowell Ponte, next time I'm on, you're on with me. Sound like a deal?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll sign it in blood and we'll do that. So I appreciate your time. Enjoy your Labor Day and your boring city with your boring weather. All right?
I will labor on.
Yeah. I'll see you later. Thank you very much. Lowell Ponte, we got to run. Interesting story from my next guest. His name is Peter Lamage. He ran for governor in Connecticut, and he's also from Albania. He escaped persecution. We'll be back with all that on the USA Radio Network.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Carlos Jimenez is reassuring residents they are preparing for Hurricane Dorian's arrival.
All Miami-Dade County services continue normal operations. However, now is definitely the time for everyone to begin completing any preparations that are time-consuming.
The storm has slowed down a bit and is expected to now reach the U.S. coast sometime Sunday or possibly Monday. Jimenez also says that if stores are out of bottled water, use tap water.
Stores are running out of water and people are panicking a little bit. Just open up the tap. It's fine. It's plenty. It's free.
President Trump is launching a new U.S. Space Command.
As the newest combatant command, SpaceCom will defend America's vital interests in space, the next warfighting domain.
During an event at the Rose Garden on Thursday, the president called it a landmark moment. This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the web.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, we are back. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for the great Wayne Allen Root. This is the USA Radio Network. Every Thursday, I get the first hour of the program. Tonight, Wayne has taken off, so I get the entire 3 hours. And a very special guest is joining me right now. He is a Republican strategist, an attorney, and he became a U.S. refugee from a communist country, Albania, and he ran for governor here in the state of Connecticut. He's also a Fox News contributor. His name is Peter Lumaj. Peter, good evening. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for having me. Great show.
Well, listen, I got to get your story out across the country to everybody. They may have seen you, like I said, on Fox News a number of different times. You've been coming on a lot lately to talk about different things, in particular with immigration. But take your time. Just tell everybody, if you can, you know, your whole story about getting here from Albania, if you don't mind.
Well, I appreciate that, Lee. What happened is this, Lee. I was born and raised in communist Albania. Almost 31 years ago, my three brothers and I, we escaped communist Albania. And the moment we did, government agents, they showed up. They surrounded my family. They took them into a concentration camp. My father was tortured to death because he didn't notify the government agents that his sons were escaping Albania. At that time, leaving the country without the government's permission was considered to be one of the highest crimes you could have committed. So what we did 2 weeks before we left Albania, two young guys from northern Albania, two Christians, they were shot by the border guards. One of them was killed. The other one was wounded. They tied them hand to hand and they dragged them through the northern town of Pires in northern Albania. They dragged them in front of the public behind a military truck, and people were forced to line up and spit at their bodies. This was to terrify, to send a message to anyone that if you dare to leave the country, to escape the country, this is what's waiting for you. Now, I think that my father was at peace at that time, and he said, look, we have some God-given rights, and I'm willing to sacrifice my life so you guys can live in freedom and opportunity. It took us almost 3 days, 72 hours to walk over the mountains, they call them the accursed mountains, that pretty much anyone who dared to take that journey over those mountains, most likely they never made it into what used to be Yugoslavia. We made it 72 hours later. We made it to Yugoslavia. We were taken into a refugee camp there. We were kept there for 9 months. We were processed there. We were submitted to a medical examination, background investigation, and eventually we were allowed to come to the United States as refugees. Look, we didn't speak word of English. I didn't speak word of English at that time. I didn't have any money. I didn't know anyone over here. There was a church in Michigan, actually, that sponsored us, a Protestant church that brought us in. And we learned English. I was able to go to college in New York City. Eventually, I landed a job with the Giuliani administration investigating white-collar crimes. I went to law school, Benjamin Cardozo. I became an attorney. I have my own practice. Look, the American dream is out there. And look, I never thought that I'm going to come to the United States and 30 years later have to deal with socialism. Exactly what I left behind in Eastern Europe is coming to the United States. Unless ordinary people like you and I get out there and really push back and fight hard, socialism is here in the United States and we must defeat it. I've lived in socialism, I've endured socialism, I've seen socialism, and unless we defeat it, socialism can come to a country by voting it. It happened in Germany, but they would never leave unless we have a revolution to dismantle them completely. And that is the fear that I have, Lee, and that's why I got involved in politics over here. That's why I got involved in, you know, speaking engagements. That's why I went to various high schools and colleges to get this message out there that there is a threat approaching the United States and it must be dismantled.
I want to talk about your journey in a second, but you have a brand new book that's out called My Father's Prayers. And this is out. People can get this now, correct?
Yes, it's on Amazon, it's on Barnes & Noble. Look, the interesting thing about that book is that I titled it My Father's Prayers. My father, even though Albania became an atheist country in 1967, he never stopped praying. And my brothers and I believe that what's for my father's prayers, we would have never made it to the United States, and that's why I named it or titled it My Father's Prayers.
Now, when you were going over those mountains and you left your family and your whole life behind, two questions. One, did you ever see your dad again? And two, I know you have talked about this before in the past, but you actually ran into some trouble on the journey. Like, you almost ran into some people that wanted to kill you, correct?
Yeah, those were the guards, the border guards. Right. I never seen my father again. My father was tortured to death, as I said, and yeah. The only one who was allowed to see my father, it was my mother at that time. My mother survived it. She came to the United States. She's an American citizen now, and the first time she's ever voted actually was in 2016 when she voted for Trump, and we had some disagreements, but she's a conservative. So we went into a lot of trouble. At one point, the guards actually spotted us. They opened fire. They almost killed us. And one of the brothers, Paulie, actually got so exhausted that at one point he just begged us to leave him over there, sacrifice him so Tony, Freddie, and I could reach the border so we can, go to the other side and be safe. But we decided to drag him along, and eventually we reached the what they called the pyramids at that time, what separated Yugoslavia and Albania. And then when the Yugoslav guards responded, we were saved. But yeah, at that point, I thought we were going to lose our lives.
Now, you were 18, you said, when you made this trip?
No, I was 20.
20, okay.
The youngest one was 16, going to 17, Freddie. I was 20 at that time. Tony was the oldest one. Paulie was between Tony and I. So we were a bunch of brothers. And, it was an amazing journey, absolutely an amazing journey.
So you have a good memory of what it was like to live in Albania. You know what it's like to live in one of those kinds of countries, correct?
Oh, absolutely. I have a very vivid memory. I mean, look, socialism is all about command and control. In Albania, in a socialist country like Albania, I mean, you can take Cuba for that matter or Venezuela, but the government dictates your life. Look, we were told what to eat. We were told how much bread to buy. I mean, there were rations. We were told what to say. We were told where to go, how to travel within Albania. We had restrictions on expressing ourselves. I mean, we were slaves. Look, there were almost 3 million slaves in Albania, and we were enslaved by our own government. We had no freedoms whatsoever. And that when I hear American-born citizens who have never lived in a communist country promoting failed socialistic policies in the United States, it really disturbs and perturbs me and concerns me about the future of this country, especially with the millennials. If they were to take a journey to any communist country or socialist country only for a few months and just see the truth, I mean, you have presidential candidates on the left who are running socialist, and this is a job that has befallen, I think, on the conservative wing of the party, of the Republican Party, and the conservatives in the United States, that we must get out there and educate the American population that if socialism comes to the United States, the world is going to be a different world that our children and grandchildren are going to live in. We must defeat this ideology. I thought that we did this with Reagan, but unfortunately, it's coming back to haunt us again.
His name is Peter Lamage. He is a Republican strategist and attorney. He's run for a number of different political offices here in this country. He came here from Albania. Literally, you just heard the story, running for his life with his three brothers. He gets here, and he's built an incredible life while he's been here. Now, do you ever sit back and just think to yourself where you would be right now in your life had you not decided to make that move?
I would have been dead. Most of my friends are dead. Most of my friends who made an effort to escape Albania, they were killed. I think I have only two of them who made it to the United States or to the Western world. The rest of them were either imprisoned or they were killed. So most likely I would have been dead, nowhere else. So I thank God every single day that, I was able to make it to that refugee camp in Yugoslavia. And I thank God every single day that the American people embraced me and allowed me to become an American citizen.
Now, we only got a couple minutes before we got to take a break, number one, and we'll keep you through the break and have you for a second one. But we were talking about socialism, too. And does it... I know it's hard to hear these millennials in particular, this new generation of folks who want to champion socialism, but where do you think that comes from, Peter? Why do you think they're like that now?
Look, I think that our educational system has failed them completely. The liberals, they own our educational system. They own our high schools. They do own the colleges. They are, it's a lot of propaganda going on in our institutions. And, you know, I think the Republicans for a number of years have given the liberals a pass in indoctrinating our children. This is a complete, pure indoctrination of our kids.
Peter Lamage is with us. He's just, his story's amazing, and I can't listen to it enough. I'm telling you, I've had him on my morning show a couple of different times, and when he tells the story, I swear I get chills up and down my spine. The thought of, you know, leaving your family, leaving your dad, having your dad give his life for his kids. I mean, it's a movie. It's literally, it should be a movie, but Peter Lamage is with us. We'll keep him through the break. He's got a book, and we'll talk a little bit about that when we come back. It's called My Father's Prayers, and he's here with us again in the flesh. So we'll get to him in just a couple seconds. Once again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network in Raw and Unfiltered. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, my name is Lee Elsie. I fill in for Wayne Allyn Root. It's an honor, USA Radio Network. And again, we love having you along for the ride. A very special guest is joining me. From time to time, I bring him on my morning show here in Connecticut. He has immigrated or gotten here from Albania through just a treacherous run, and he's been here for a long, long time. He's run for a number of different offices. His name is Peter Lamash, and he's got a book out called My Father's Prayers, which you can get on Amazon. And again, he's a Republican strategist, and you see him now quite often on Fox News. So he is one of the regular contributors up on Fox News. He's becoming a rising star. So, you know, people out there, every time there's a shooting, Peter, people want to talk about getting rid of the Second Amendment. What's the, I mean, again, we only have a few minutes, but what's the, I mean, give everybody sort of a breakdown of what it would take to actually get rid of the Second Amendment.
Look, we do have certain natural rights. I believe in natural rights. We do have life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, which are God-given rights. When the Founding Fathers decided to have the Second Amendment to the Constitution, which is right after the First Amendment, the purpose of the Second Amendment, the intent of the Second Amendment, it is for Americans to be able to defend themselves against a tyrannical government. Look, in a socialist country, in a communist country, the first thing that the communists did when they came to power, they disarmed the population. When my family was picked up to take into a concentration camp, the only people with guns were government agents. My parents were not able, my family was not able to defend itself against the government that was persecuting and prosecuting them. So what's going to take, I don't think that we're going to see the Second Amendment being repealed in the United States that easily, because the American culture is such that we believe that we shouldn't trust the government. And I'm one of them that I do not trust the government very much for the reasons that I gave you before. The unfortunate part is that every time that there is a shooting, every time that there is a mass shooting, if you will, the liberals believe that by curtailing our constitutional rights, our Second Amendment rights, somehow they can avoid the next shooting out there. Most people who exercise the Second Amendment to carry, and I do carry, I have a permit to carry, but most people, I would say about 99% of them, they would never commit a crime. What's what's happened with our schools, for example. We declare them to be gun-free zones, and most of these shootings, they do take place in these gun-free zones. If we have a president, we protect him with guns. The vice president is protected with guns. Even jewelry stores are protected with guns, and yet, where our kids go to school, the most precious things in our lives, we declare that to be a gun-free zone so someone can walk in and just, you know, shoot them. I think we're going to have to rethink the whole strategy of these gun-free zones that we have. And, you know, as the president said, I mean, it's unfortunate. It appears to be most of the time some mental problems that these people have. I have three teenagers. So my son just turned 20, actually. And I always tell them that, look, you don't harm anyone because they're different from you. You don't harm anyone because they don't have the same political persuasions that you have or a different religious point of view. You just don't do that. You communicate with people. But most of the times, these shooters turn out to have some mental problems and hope they're going to be able to approach it from the mental point of view.
How about the mechanics, though, and real quick, of actually getting rid of the Second Amendment? It would take a pretty Herculean type of an effort from legislators, right?
Look, I mean, you're going to have the states to agree to it. You're going to have the legislation of the states to agree to it. Right. You know, you have to go through the constitutional amendment to do that. When you hear the likes of Harris, who is seeking the nomination for president, that she would confiscate the guns, I mean, is she really thinking about our Constitution? Rights at all, our God-given rights that we fought a revolution as Americans, you know, against the Brits when it came to the government, you know, imposing certain unconstitutional rights to us, if you will. So I don't think that is going to happen that easily. Are we putting restrictions on the Second Amendment? I think that we're going sometimes way too far with this. Are there, you know, certain necessary things to look into it? I think they are, but we don't have the answer. Anybody who tells you that they have the answer, and if you ask them, okay, what would you do with it? I don't think any one of these elected officials can give you a straight answer how they would handle it.
Peter Lamage is with us again, Republican strategist, Fox News contributor. He's written a book called My Father's Prayers. So back to your book real quick. Why did you decide to write this book?
The reason was that I wanted, when I realized that a lot of socialistic policies that I left behind in Eastern Europe were coming to the United States, they were being implemented in the United States, I started getting concerned, and I said, the likes of me, the likes of people who escaped communism, let's say Cuba, Albania, you know, Venezuela, whatever they come from, we're going to have a greater voice in fighting socialism in the United States. We're going to have to get involved, and by putting the book out there, I was able to sort of share my narrative, my story, and provide insights from a first-hand information that I have growing up in socialism and seeing what socialism does to its own population, what communists do to their own people, and, you know, the dangers that would pose upon the American liberties. You know, the greatest threat that the liberals and the socialists and the communists and these people have is when people prosper through liberty. They try to curtail your liberties.
Right. Peter, I got to run. I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off. My Father's Prayers, Amazon. Get it today. Peter Lamage, I thank you, sir. We'll talk soon, okay?
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, sir.
You got it. We'll be back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Savings.